the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bidhikrak وَأَسْتَشْفِعُ بِكَ إِلَى نَفْسِكَ وَأَسْأَلُكَ بِجُودِكَ أَنْ تُدْنِيَنِي مِنْ قُرْبِكَ وَأَنْ تُوزِعَنِي شُكْرَكَ وَأَنْ تُلْهِمَنِي ذِكْرَكَ.
Dear listeners, as you have been previously with us, we were talking about the part in Supplication Kumail where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bidhikrik. O Allah, I seek nearness to you through your remembrance. Regarding the word remembrance, we mentioned three different meanings: the attention, that sincere attention, the Holy Quran, and the Prophet and his household. With regard to the first meaning, we concluded that this is an eternal tendency. This kind of remembrance is what gives human beings the incentive to achieve Almighty Allah's nearness by doing whatever good deed and whatever He, the Creator, likes. For example, Prophet Jonah's tribe, who had neglected Almighty Allah, got subjected to Almighty Allah's chastisement. But then they remembered Allah again by the guidance of a pious wise man. They got tearful, they repented, they ran away to the desert and sent the thundering cloud of chastisement away. They reached Almighty Allah's closeness, they spent the rest of their lives worshipping and serving Allah because they had understood who had created them. They also died to benefit from His mercy and to gain advantage from His paradise in the hereafter. So those sinners who moved away from misguidance to righteousness ended well. They compensated for their dark past by worshipping. But the point is what Imam Ali alayhi salam says. Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bidhikrik. I seek nearness to you through your remembrance. These sinners could only reach such a position by Almighty Allah's remembrance. Their repentance from their previous wrongdoing is a model for all other people. And this story presents Almighty Allah's argument for everyone.
Oh Allah, I seek to draw myself nearer to you through your invocation, and I pray to you to intercede on my behalf, and I beg you by your benevolence to draw me nearer to you and grant thankfulness towards you and inspire me to remember and to invoke you. Oh Allah, I ask you begging submissively, humbly and awe-strickenly, to treat me with clemency and mercy, and to make me pleased and content with what you have granted me, and cause me to be modest and unassuming in all circumstances. Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you, and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. O Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues.
Now, let's have a look at some other examples. The eminent figures like Asiya, the wife of Pharaoh, the people of the cave, or Buhlul, Hur ibn Yazid, or Fudayl Ayyaz, who have illuminated the history with their purified hearts, they are all among the ones who remembered Allah. They saved themselves from misfortune and Satan's deceit by remembering Allah, by His remembrance. They moved from a humble position to the high place of Almighty Allah's nearness and mercy, but through remembrance. So this is the secret behind them achieving such a high level, such a high state of nearness and mercy of the Almighty Allah. Because they were only seeking Almighty Allah's content, they were not negligent of their Creator. A person who is negligent of his Creator will not be afraid of wasting his lifetime, will not be afraid of getting engaged in misfortunes. He will violate other people's rights, he will commit unlawful deeds, because he believes in actually nothing. He does not believe in the resurrection day. In fact, he believes that there is nothing after death, and this is what happens. He commits unlawful deeds, he wastes his lifetime, he violates the other people's rights, he tries to gain unlawful wealth, and this is what happens to a society, the people of which do not believe in the Almighty Allah, the people of which who are negligent to their Creator. And let me tell you one thing, the different Satans, better say the modern Satans of this world, are doing their best to keep us busy with our lives, being negligent of our Creator. This is what they're trying to do, because this is the only way they can reach their aims, they can benefit from the other people not being careful of the others, being negligent of the absolute cause. That's it, dear listeners. This was the first meaning of remembrance. Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bidhikrik. One possible meaning of the word remembrance is that sincere attention to the Almighty Allah, the opposite side of being negligent. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah.